Heyo, everybody. I know I already did an introduction, so when you hear after 9 minutes that I'm reintroducing this episode, I just want to say I meant to do the story first, the Tom and Giselle stuff, so let's just get right into it. So I'm recording this post, me already recording the episode, but this literally like just was on my desk and I forgot to read it. Okay, this is from Page Six. Tom Brady, Giselle Bundchen, hire divorce lawyers amid marital woes. Sources. Okay, we all have been hearing the rumblings about Tom and Giselle. Obviously, Giselle spoke a bit about the state of things, and I believe it was a Vogue article or one of those big publications. But I've been reading about it all on Blinds, if you will. And now, I guess, Page Six, which is probably the biggest publication that is putting this out there. I think they've been closely monitoring the situation. TMZ hasn't posted anything. They posted this, and I was like, shook. I was shocked. I had to pull over on the side of the road and literally start weeping my eyes out because I'm such a big fan of this couple. But anyways, with further ado, here's what's going on. Tom Brady and Giselle Bundchen seem to be headed for the end zone. Clever pun. Both have retained divorce lawyers. Multiple sources tell Page Six exclusively. As previously revealed, the couple have been living separately for the past couple of months following an epic fight. And now they're apparently looking at dividing up their multi-million-dollar empire. By the way, I do wonder what these or how these alleged sources were around for these quote unquote epic fights. Like, was it the children? Was it the nannies? Was it the housekeeping? Was it the chimney sweep? Like, I wonder who was it, the birds? I don't know. Okay, quote, I never actually thought this argument would be the end of them, but it looks like it is. One source in the know tells Page Six, quote, I don't think there will be any coming back now. They both have lawyers and are looking at what a split will entail, who gets what, and what the finances will be. Reps for Brady and Bundchen did not respond for requests for comment. To continue the article, insiders close to the 7-time Super Bowl champ, 45, and Supermodel 42, say both are very involved in their children's lives and would share joint custody in any separation. They share son Benjamin, 12, daughter Vivian, 9, and Brady, who is also the father of son Jack, 15, with icon ex Natasha Nijinsky, Bridget Moynihan. If you know, you know, that was her character in Sex and the City. The couple would likely file for divorce in Florida, as that's where they are primarily based, legal experts say. Another source who knows the couple confirmed that they are looking at dividing their assets, which includes a $26 million property portfolio. From 2021 to 2022, Brady's estimated overall net worth swelled from $180 million to $250 million. Chump change. In May, Forbes reported he is now the 9th highest paid athlete in the world with endorsement deals, including Under Armour, Sam Adams, Foot Locker, and Tag Heuer, that watch company. As Page Six first reported in December 2020, their most recent property purchase was a 17 mil home in Indian Creek Island in Miami, nicknamed Billionaire's Bunker. They plan to knock down the 5,172 square foot, 5-bedroom mansion on the 2-acre lot and build a new one. But work has recently stalled on the property amid the marital fallout. The couple also own a condo at 70 Vestry Street in Tribeca, valued at $3.6 million, as well as a $5.7 million property at developer Mike Melman's Yellowstone Club in Montana. Bundchen's favorite property is believed to be their remote home in the Nicoya Peninsula in Costa Rica, where the family often vacays. Ahead of Hurricane Ian, the pair both fled Tampa, where Brady is playing for the Buccaneers, and went to Miami, where they have been staying apart. Bundchen has been spotted there over the past few days. A source told us, as says on Page Six, Bundchen has been staying in the Miami home that she and Brady rented in 2020. It's not clear where the quarterback was holed up. Although sources close to Bundchen have stressed that it is, quote, sexist to say the split is over the model's issues with Brady renegating on his NFL retirement, the source in the know says, quote, as with many marriages, it's just not one thing. Giselle has made it clear that she's worried about Tom playing football and that they had many talks about it, but they had a series of blow-ups over the past few years, and this time it looks like there's no going back. End of the article. Okay, I have many thoughts about this. First and foremost, sure, it's sexist to say that the woman is, like, the reason why, the worry and whatnot is the reason why the marriage is, like, the dissolution of marriage, said marriage. That being said, I'd, like, totally understand it. Like, he retired, and that was probably such a wonderful thing for Giselle and the kids, because, like, yes, we get her husband back. He's going to be around all the time. He's worked so hard. Now we can just be a family and do normal things. Although their normal obviously looks a lot different than the, you know, traditional American marriage, and or any marriage at that note, because of who they are and their status and their wealth, blah, 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 blah. But, like, it's also, I get it. And this is, like, this might also be a little bit of a sexist thing, but I, in fact, am a man. I identify as he, him, duh. I have to, like, say that nowadays, but whatever. Okay. I know, just because I read a lot about it, pop culture, and, you know, you just, in my personal life, you know, same thing. It seems to me that, like, men specifically have a big take umbrage or have a real issue with, like, letting go of what they once were. It's like an ego thing. And this is, obviously, this isn't fact. This is just what I think. Maybe Tom Brady, when he retired, he was like, damn, I was going out on top. I don't want to let go of that. I want to be relevant. I don't want to go to ESPN and be one of those news anchor people. I want to be the star. I want to be the one they talk about. Maybe it's like, I can't let go of my glory days. It's like the high school bully. Those are their glory days. And then they're like, you know, football coaches now or whatever they're doing. They're looking back like, oh man, my glory days. Like, no, you don't want to. I mean, that's a natural part of life. And it's a circle of life. And it's a natural thing. But maybe Giselle is probably the only one who maybe would call him out on that. Because that is her husband. So they, in fact, have a dialogue that's, you know, open. Like any marriage does. Well, not any marriage, but, you know, most marriages, I guess. I don't know. That's what I think. And I on one hand, I understand it. Like, yeah, Tom Brady, if he still feels like he's in his earning years and he's still in tip-top shape, which he clearly seems to be because he's playing really well and, like, winning all these awards and stuff, that's so great. Why would you want to leave it? But also, he does have a wife and he does have children. Now, I do know what Bridget Moynihan thinks about all this. Obviously, they haven't been married for a while. And from what I've read and, like, just seen paparazzi photos and whatnot, Giselle seems to have been a wonderful, welcoming stepmother to her son with Tom. So that's all well and great. But I do want her to, man, to be a fly on the wall in Bridget's home just to, like, know what she really thinks about all this would be, like, just scandalous, darling. Because obviously, I'm sure, you know, for the sake of her son, she'll stay along with Giselle. But, like, I do wonder what she really thinks about this. It's like when Brad and Angelina split up, man, oh man, like, to be a fly on the wall in Jennifer Aniston's home to know what her real response to this all, to that all was, it's gotta have felt good. Not that Bridget would want their marriage. I mean, maybe Bridget was, like, super supportive of Tom and Giselle's marriage. I mean, obviously, she seems like a saint. She's Natasha. But as a woman who has been scorned, much like Natasha was with Big and Carrie, wink, wink, I do wonder, makes you wonder. So yeah. I do feel bad, but I feel bad for Giselle, because if she wants her man to just be around and whatnot, she should have that. And, you know, I don't know much about football. I know Tom Brady played for the Patriots, and I'm from Massachusetts, so it's like, everybody was, like, supporting them, but I don't really follow football, but I did follow Giselle, because, like, literally, I was obsessed with her. I just think the girly deserves to get what she wants, and if she wants her man to be around, a family man, if you will, then she should have that. But, you know, that's how the cookie crumbles, as they say. And who knows? But that's my opinion. My opinion. My POV. Also, there was all that controversy with, like, you know, the former president and, like, him saying what a big fan he was of Tom and if they were, like, they were besties or whatnot. And Tom obviously never commented on his political POV. But I'm sure that that had some bearings on it. Would have, I'm not married, and I have friends that have different political views than me, and it had a bearing on our friendship too. I ended some friendships in 2020. I'm not going down that road, but I do have to say it is really sad. At the end of the day, it's never. It's always sad. It's sad for the kids. It's sad for both partners. And obviously, this is just a story, so there could be no legs to it, if you will. But I hope that they find a way to heal and, you know, be, you know, the best parents that they are. But I literally am so obsessed with Giselle. I mean, can you imagine single Giselle out in the market? Who on earth is she going to pair up with next? There's so many amazing candidates out there for her. That would be fun to watch. Tom, I don't really care because he's like an old man. Giselle is like glowing and gorgeous, and she's literally more beautiful than she was when she like first came on the scene. So it'll be fun to follow this. Okay, now back to the original way this podcast was structured. This was just an interjected thing. All right, here we go. Ooh, between Kanye and Billy Eichner and Giselle and Tom and Kim K and the SEC, my gosh, the world is just full of chaos. It's chaos magic, Wanda, and that makes you a Scarlet Witch, Dune. If you know, you know. It's a very specific reference, and if you're a Marvel fan, Stan, and freak like me, you'll know. Freak in a good way. Freak in the best way, because honestly, Marvel is the best. Hi, everybody. Happy Tuesday. It is I, Andrew DeVitri, the Mistress of Pop Culture. Hope you're all having a great day. There was just so much news going on in the news cycle today that I couldn't wait till tonight to record for tomorrow, for Wednesday, so I'm just putting out literally a second episode today, because I'm that enthusiastic about everything going on in the world of pop culture, and I'm loving it, and it's feeding me and giving me life. I do have a bit of a headache, but I did have a coffee, and that should sort things out. So, just, you know, a PSA if I'm a little scatterbrained today, but I'm going to try not to be, because I am literally just reeling over all the news that's coming out today. And, you know, we have days where there's lulls in the world of pop culture. And that's not to be expected because not everyone can be up to their antics every single day. However, you know, because of the rumblings of Giselle and Tom, between Giselle and Tom, alleged rumblings, and, you know, Kanye being in the news for being Kanye, there's quite a bit to talk about in the Gigi Hadid of it all, too. So that being said, I have five really, really good stories for you guys today. I don't have much to update you on aside from my, like, day-to-day life because we literally just talk. So here we go. Let's just get right into it. The big story of the day, why Gigi Hadid is calling, quote, bully Kanye West a, quote, joke. This is from E! Online. Okay. It only took about 4 or 5 seconds for Gigi Hadid to publicly address Kanye West, as the Grammy winner held his Yeezy Season 9 fashion show in Gay Paris on October 3rd. Many attendees took to social media to express their criticism on his latest line, one of which included Vogue contributing editor Gabriella Carifa Johnson. She's an icon, she's a legend, and she is the moment, to quote Wendy Williams. Okay. After the fashion editor shared her thoughts on his controversial clothing, Kanye responded by sharing photos of her to his Instagram feed. You know, Kanye goes to Instagram usually when he wants to express his dismay or disappointment in anyone who speaks against him because he is, like, the former president and the whole world has to think the way he thinks. Otherwise, they're not deemed worthy. In my not-so-humble opinion. Those are my words. After the fashion editor shared her thoughts of her controversial clothing, Kanye responded by sharing photos to his Instagram feed, along with captions criticizing her style, which prompted Gigi Hadid, who's literally the big supermodel in the world, her and her sister Bella, gorgeous queens, to enter the chat in her defense. And basically, which many are saying is a now deleted Instagram comment, quote, you wish you had a percentage of her intellect. Gigi, who has collaborated with and is close friends with Gabriella, wrote under one of his Instagram posts on October 4th, quote, you have no idea. Haha. If there's actually a point to any of your shit, she might be the only person that could save you. As if the, quote, honor, ooh, shady, of being invited to your show should keep someone from giving their opinion. LOL, you're a bully and a joke. Kanye's show sparked backlash on social media after the musician unveiled his line via live stream, with users also voicing their support of Gabriella, who called the rapper's line, quote, irresponsible. Yeah, the comment is here, but I think Gigi deleted it. Quote, the fact of the matter is Gabriella gave Kanye a lot of grace in her thoughts on the show. One Twitter user wrote, she's actually very clearly thought out the pieces, which meant she really took him seriously as an artist. During his latest fashion show, Kanye expressed to the crowd that his new line was the beginning of a, quote, new frontier. This is an unmanageable situation, he told the in-person audience. This is God's dream, a dream that can't happen without the help of God. And that's the end of the article. Okay, so I have many thoughts about this. First and foremost, we all know, but it is very clear that Kanye he's very firm in his belief in God and his connection with God, as are many people who have follow said religion. And that's great, and I think that's absolutely fine, as it should be. I think sometimes people might, this is my opinion, be confused or a bit put off by the fact that he says that his religious beliefs are sort of the foundation for his words, his harsh words, or him creating a fashion line. Because in a world full of chaos, in a world full of people who are ill or, you know, losing every one of their possessions because of this past hurricane, like just terrible, terrible natural disasters, I think it's a bit confusing to some people that read these headlines like, Kanye says God tells me to create a fashion line. I'm okay, but like, why would then God create these horrible disasters where people lose all their personal belongings and then sometimes their lives or loved ones? So that's a bit of a disconnect. Also, Kanye, much like the former president, and we all know that Kanye wanted to vote for him and blah, blah, blah. They met in the White House, you know, his iPhone, famous video of Kanye typing in his password in Trump's office, 0000, is very much of the belief that if you don't support him or you don't believe what he believes, he just writes you off and he attacks you. That's the sign of a true narcissist and or immature, uneducated person. And I know that's harsh, but it's true. And he may say he's a genius, but we all know that he is not Steve Jobs. He is not these like innovative people that create these incredible companies, i.e. the creators of, you know, big, you know, drugs that save people's lives. He didn't invent like Advil. He creates clothing and music, which in itself is a very difficult thing. I couldn't do it. And I'll be the first to admit that it's a very difficult thing. And he is in fact very successful in his line of work. But it's not like he's creating, like, a world-saving medicine that can end the... and a cure for, say, an incurable disease. A lot of what he says is nonsense. And now what's going on is a lot of people, and I've literally been looking at the Shade Room Instagram, like, obsessively, because I'm reading all of his peers that are, you know, who have stood by him and backed him up and really, you know, been there for him, who are now speaking out against him, saying that, you know, it draws the line, you doing this, and all this nonsense with him, with that Candace girl who is literally trying so hard to be the next Cam, but she's literally, like, a nobody. And that is harsh, but, like, it's true. It's just out of control. And I know that... Oh, also, another interesting component about this. I'm pretty positive. I'm going to say 95% sure Kim was following Gigi Hadid on Instagram. She does follow Bella Hadid, but now she's not following Gigi Hadid. Now, Gigi Hadid is very good friends with Taylor Swift, but I do know that Kim and her were still friends because Gigi and Kendall are modelly girly friends. But I don't know if Kim unfollowed her prior to, or this is recent because Kim is not following her. And I do know for sure that Kim was following her last time I looked. But that was a long time ago. So I don't know if, you know, something else changed or circumstances changed or whatnot, or Kim did, like, a refresh. But she is following Bella, but not Gigi. So that's very interesting. And we all know that Kim is very, very firm in her support for her husband because he is the father of her four kids, as she should be. But she obviously doesn't put up with the BS. But I do wonder if this, first of all, I do think that they're filming the show right now. So I do wonder if this is going to be addressed, these, like, outrages, or the outbursts, sorry, not outrages, outbursts. But, actually, let me see if Kanye's, like, posted anything. I've been looking at his, oh, he did delete some of his photos. He deleted the photos of, the woman he was attacking, and I don't know, on one hand, I really do feel for him, I really do, but on the other hand, it's, you can't be a 70-year-old man and go out attacking people. I don't know how old he is, 60, 70. I don't know. It's just, you can't act. Okay, his whole thing is, like, when people say you can't, it means you can. Like, he doesn't subscribe to, like, social norms, which I get it. Like, he wants to push against the norm, but that's what a poser does. Like, he's not doing it for authentic reasons. Literally, the most inauthentic people are the ones that act like that. So, it is what it is. Wendy Williams said it best. Long time ago on her show, she goes, somebody get that madman and have them have several seats. Man, oh man, these really are the times where I do wish the Wendy Williams show was still on, because I would love her take on this. I love it. I'd love to know what she'd have to say about this. So, yeah, that's that on Ye. I don't know. But this brings us to our second story of the day. Oh, you know what? I'm going to... Oh, yeah, here it is. I forgot to read my first story first, which was the Tom and Giselle of it, so I just restructured the whole podcast, so just ignore this, like, past 1 minute of chaos and nonsense, because I had to go back and add something in. So, anyways, back to your regularly scheduled programming. Okay. This is now the third story. I know you're going to be confused about it, but after post Gigi and Kanye, that whole story... TMZ is now putting out a story. Kanye West, BLM fires back, White Lives Matter shirt hurts real people. I mean, this is really serious stuff. And it should be serious because it's very, very inappropriate what Kanye did, in my opinion, and many other people's opinions as well. The Black Lives Matter movement is going after Kanye West for the controversial, quote, White Lives Matter shirt he wore to his Yeezy show, saying it's nothing but a stunt to hurt folks fighting for justice. Of course it's that. And it's also Kanye wanting attention because he's a Fruit Loop. In a statement to TMZ, BLM says, quote, while some may see Kanye and Candace's as stunt as a distraction, we recognize that it harms thousands of families fighting for justice and their loved ones killed by state-sanctioned violence. BLM's also ripping Candace Owens, who also wore a shirt for what they view as spreading, quote, toxic confusion, claiming the shirts and phrasing can be used to legitimize violent assaults on Black people. Kanye should know better, BLM says, telling TMZ, quote, Kanye knows very well that, hold on. Sorry, I got a text message and I had to respond because my friend was going to call me and it was going to mess up the thing. Okay, let me go back. Quote, okay, I'm going to read this paragraph again. Kanye should know better, BLM tells TMZ. Kanye knows very well that white lives have never been targeted for oppression. Black folks, in contrast, are at the bottom of virtually every economic, social, and political measure because of centuries of individual and institutional racism. For his part, Kanye says he wrote the, quote, White Lives Matter shirtless fashion show because he thinks BLM, quote, was a scam. Naturally, BLM disagrees. They say the movement will benefit everyone in the long run because when black people get free, everybody gets free. Absolutely, absolutely. So, when this whole thing was happening yesterday, the thing that my mind went to was that TMZ clip where Kanye was being schooled by a staff member at TMZ when Kanye said racism was a... He said something idiotic, like racism was a choice. Something so ill... He's just so ill-educated, Kanye. And again, I really, really like him. I'm a big fan of his work and his shoes and everything, but he's just stupid. Like, he's not an intelligent guy, and it's made very clear time and time again. And I get why Kim will never, ever speak out against her husband because he is the father of their four beautiful children, which is the right, obviously, the appropriate way to go about this. But he's just, like, why doesn't Adidas and all these companies that work with him cancel the contracts? Why don't, like... You know, it's just silly, and he's like, he has his, like, Swifties. I don't know what Kanye calls his fans. Culties? I'm not even gonna, talk about that. That Donda video of, like, the school where all the children are saying, good morning, Donda, good morning, Donda, good morning, Donda. It's, like, really scary. And, like, Kanye wants people to go to his school where they, like, preach and don't teach them anything, like, useful in life. So, yeah. Anyways, I just can't with him, and he just needs to chill. Okay, fourth story of the day, literally just heartwarming news that is showing that the world is moving towards a more inclusive and just fabulous place. Velma confirmed as lesbian in new Scooby-Doo movie. I literally screamed when I saw this, and I thought it was the greatest thing ever. This is from TMZ. Velma's into women. The character has been confirmed as a lesbian after years of fan theories in a new cartoon Scooby-Doo movie, and the LGBTQ+ crowd is all about it. Duh. Velma's sexual orientation is revealed in a new clip from the animated flick Trick or Treat Scooby-Doo, which hit streaming services Tuesday. It shows Velma encountering a costume designer named Coco Diablo, and she's instantly smitten. Her, like, glasses fog up, and it's, like, really cute. I love it. You see Velma blush as she takes the sight of Coco with her glasses fogging up. I literally just said that. And romantic music playing. Velma is also shown as admiring other characteristics of Coco's just beyond her looks, including her fashion sensibilities and intelligence. Interestingly enough, Velma has been depicted as straight in the past, with a rebooted version of the series showing her as being in a relationship with Shaggy, although it's been suggested by showrunners that he was actually just a beard for her. Oh, I love that. The scandal of it all. Of course, people are overjoyed, including those in the gay and lesbian communities, who are praising the explicit depiction on the on-screen representation. FWIW, it seems Coco's lesbian too, and she also appears to be in a Velma, calling her, quote, cute in another scene where they show a little affection and flirting. Yes, girly. Velma being a lesbian has long been suspected by the fan base, and it's actually been stated as true by some creatives who've worked on Scooby projects over the years, including James Gunn, who helmed the live-action adaptations, and producer Tony Cervone. Unclear if the OG writers and the folks over at Hanna-Barbera ever saw it that way when they created Velma back in the 60s, but people in charge now have spoken, and that's all that matters. And I'm literally living for it, and it's literally just showing the world that we live in today, and how great, how normal, how awesome, as it should be. Not even gonna think twice about this, and those, like, weirdos who are, like, mothers against humanity or whatever, those freaks, like, you know, those people who, like, just have nothing better to do than sit home and, like, look out their window drinking their coffee and don't work, who are probably gonna, like, be up in arms about this, literally need to have several seats themselves. And they themselves are probably closeted. But you know what? I'm not even going down that road. Okay. It's actually, I have a fifth story for you guys today, too, which wasn't on my list of things, but I literally was, like, reeling when I read this. And I think it would be a great thing because allegedly the rumblings are that Lisa Rinna might allegedly leave the show, which leaves the door open for a queen to come back, and this is what E! Online is reporting. Is Denise Richards returning to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? See the photo fans are buzzing over. Yes, girly. Okay, this Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion has fans excited for the future. 2 years since ending her two-season stint on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Denise Richards prompted speculation about a potential return to the Bravo series after sharing a selfie with her former co-star Sutton Strack on October 3rd. Out for a girlies lunch together, both commemorated the outing by sharing their selfies on Instagram with Sutton, capturing hers, quote, love a good catch-up with hashtag housewives, will be housewives. Thanks for the lunch in Malibu. Denise shared similar words in her post caption, writing, quote, had a fun lunch with you, beautiful Miss Sutton girl. Glad we caught up, although I think we could have chatted through their dinner shift. The actress even hinted at another potential Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion, stating in her post, quote, let's do that summer party with that Garcelle. That will be fun. And Garcelle Bouvet says, down for the hangout, as she commented, I'm in. Well, The photo neither confirmed nor denied Denise's return to Bravo series, the Bravo series, several Real Houses of Beverly Hills. Ladies shared their excitement over the mini reunion in the comment section. Beauties, Kathy Hilton wrote on Sutton's post, while Crystal Kong Minkoff commented with two heart emojis for each lady. Yeah, nothing from Kyle, though. Anyways, how great would that be? Obviously, it's just creating drama. I just can't wait for the reunion. I mean, look, Lisa Rinna, she's doing her job. She's earning that paycheck, and she's literally, what is that saying? She understood the assignment. Like, every show needs a villain, and Lisa Rinna is playing that. She's an actress. She knows how to do her job. And you know what? She had a couple of great seasons on the show, and if she isn't asked back, she's going to go on to do many, many great things. And if she is asked back, that's going to be great. That's going to be some damn good TV. Own it, baby. I mean, she's an icon. She's a legend, and she is the moment. She will always be the moment. But, you know, maybe she'll go the Yolanda route and be a stage mama, model mama. Or maybe she'll go back into acting. I would love to see Lisa Rinna back on my screen. She'll probably get a series. She has a lot of name value. So I love it. And this is just so exciting for Rinna. Rinna Beauty, baby. Or maybe she'll be a makeup mogul. Because I hear her lip line is very, very successful. Which doesn't surprise me at all. So that's that on that. I had to jump on the mic, as they say, to talk about everything going on in the world today, because there's a lot of good stories, and I'm sure there are going to be more details coming out with Tom and Giselle, and as those details emerge, I will of course be here to report about it, because I am living for the tea, hunty. So with that being said, in the words of Lea Michele, I'm going to shoot your wig. I'm kidding. That was not funny. Even though I am ethnic, and like, honestly, Lea Michele, if I was ever in a musical, Lea Michele, and she was like, I'm going to do that. I was like, I'll be like, yes, girl. Because, like, her voice, you know. Anyways, I'm going to end it right there. I'm going to put a pin in it. And I hope you all have a beautiful Tuesday. And I'll be back with you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.